Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We are in the midst of a message I've entitled Restoration Outpouring, and I felt the Lord was specifically speaking to some who were a little disheartened, a little discouraged, because it seems like the things you've asked from the Lord and of the Lord are just, they're just not happening. And as the time goes on, as the years pass along, you think, well, you know, maybe I'm never going to see my heart's desires. Maybe I'm not going to see the things that I've felt in my heart that God wanted me to claim and to pray about and to believe for. Beloved, the purpose of sharing this message is that God has an appointed time. As the Lord spoke through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11, the Lord is assuring, He wants to assure you, beloved, don't believe the lies of the enemy. Don't let him tell you it's too late. You've lost your opportunity. It's no good. You're getting up in years, or the things you'd so hoped for, well, it just went a totally different direction, and everything just sometimes seems so absolutely impossible, and there's just a heaviness and a downheartedness that just would overtake you. But resist that, because that's not true. Verse 11 says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And beloved, you know, it says we're to have the full armor of God. Well, those, it talks about our feet, the shoes being the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's the good news. And the good news is that you're beloved of the Lord. The enemy can no longer condemn the Lord and say, well, if he loved you, you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't be going through this. If he loved you, you'd see an answer to your prayers. No, God loves you with all of his heart. He's demonstrated that by the death of Jesus on the cross. And just be encouraged that you can have peace with God, that the enemy can't bring any lies that either God has failed you or you failed and you blew it and your faith wasn't strong enough. Beloved, when anything happens to our children or to a pet, don't we rush to help them? We don't blame them for perhaps their foolishness or the things they did that may have even caused it. We run to their help because we love them. Isn't that right? And that beautiful passage in Isaiah where it says the Lord will lead his flock gently. He'll pick up the young ones and carry them in his bosom. He'll lead those that are with young gently and slowly. What a beautiful picture of our loving Savior. Beloved, that's who our God is, and he has a time. So don't you be discouraged. You hear that? In Jesus' name. And you know that God has a plan for you. So we were learning some wonderful lessons out of the book of Ezra, found in the experiences of a heathen king named Cyrus. And what do we see? It says in verse 1, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, who was king of Persia, in the very first year. God didn't waste any time. 70 years might have seemed a long time to the people of God. But in the first year, God, he moved on Cyrus. And so we have to have a stirred up spirit. And what can we see from this word of God? That what's the, how does God do it? How does God stir up our spirits? Well, he does it by, he sovereignly alone has to do it. There's no artificial mechanical means. We can't even do it ourselves. And the spirit was of Cyrus, and our spirits are stirred up by the word of God by giving us divine direction, the prompting of the Holy Spirit. He shows us the way in which to walk. And also there's that evidence of a stirred up spirit. You just can't say, well, you know, I'm just having this wonderful time in my soul. No, beloved, we have to step forward. Whenever there's a stirred up spirit, there is faith in God's word, and faith has to have evidence. Faith has to have action. And in verse 2, Cyrus said, well, God's given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and now he's told me to build him a house at Jerusalem. And so, beloved, he's called us also to build a house, and that is his body, his temple, not made with hands, a holy temple built of living stones, of many members, of many nations, out of every tribe, kindred, and tongue, a people that he fitly frames together, built by the word and the power of the Holy Ghost. And then we also have to see, to show that we have a stirred up spirit, that Cyrus had a stirred up spirit, was a confession of the purposes of God. We see that in verse 1. Cyrus, he not only said that, but he said he made a proclamation throughout all of his kingdom. He put it in writing. And so, beloved, when we know what God's will is, we shouldn't be ashamed to declare his purposes. We shouldn't be ashamed to declare it. We should be willing to put every ounce of our strength, our perseverance, our dedication to accomplish his will, and to be willing to give of our finances. And oh, don't stop there. Not just our finances. No, you can't get out of it that easily. It's easy to give finances if you're blessed. No, to give your finances, to give your time, to give your energies, to give your strength, to do all that God would ask of you to build his house. God alone is going to build it. There's no other foundation laid than that of Christ Jesus. Paul said, let every man take great care how he builds thereupon. But we have to be willing to make the sacrifice and give the free will offering so the work can be done. God uses the liberal heart to bring honor to himself. The liberal heartedness of Cyrus in his offer was evidenced by his willingness to let the captives go of everyone who wanted to go back and restore the temple in Jerusalem. And we have to be willing, we have to be generous in our efforts, willingness to forgive the people who've hurt us, willingness to let it go, let the past go of the hard times, the bad things that occurred. And we see in verse 4 of chapter 1 that he provided things for those who wanted the necessary things, that those who were going to be traveling, from those who desired to stay. In verse 7 and 8, it says, Cyrus the king brought, he did that. There were beautiful vessels of the Lord from the house, the temple of Solomon's temple, vessels of silver and of gold, and he had goods and beasts and precious things, besides all those things that were offered willingly. What did he do? He delivered all the vessels of the house of the Lord into the hands of the prince of Judah. And Isaiah 32 and 8 declares, the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. The heart that has been stirred up by God's will look for ways in which to help carry out God's work. You'll be so desirous to do that thing which pleases the Lord. He'll speak to your heart, and there will be joy in doing it. As I said, it doesn't matter whatever you have, whether it's time, energies, finances, goods, he will speak to your heart. Expect much from God and attempt much for God. Moody said, God never uses a discouraged worker. And so, beloved, the stirred up spirit is always on the alert for opportunities of helping in the Word of God and encouraging the people of God, inspiring them, and devises ways and means whereby those who are hurting and those who are wounded and those who are afar off may be brought into restoration. He came, the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to bind up the brokenhearted, to those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah. This is the wonderful privilege we have of working with the Spirit of the Lord to proclaim the good news. Oh, there's nothing like it. Beloved, there's no higher calling. You don't have to be, you know, a pastor, an evangelist in a pulpit. If you're a child of God, you are an ambassador for the Lord of Jesus Christ wherever you go. Praise God. those that desire to serve God with all of their heart, who are willing to walk that straight and narrow way, these are the kind of people that seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God reaches out in restoration power to set His people free and to reach the lost. Oh, beloved, do you want to be part of that? I want to stop right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You, and Father, we pray that You will stir up our spirits, that we won't be fat and lazy and complacent, that we won't be saying that we are rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. No, Lord, we need the Spirit, stirring up of the Spirit of the Lord in our spirits. We need to be set on fire for the Lord. We need Your hand of anointing to break every yoke of bondage in our lives, that we may go out to preach the word, to set the captive free. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, yea, I would kindle a fire. I would kindle a flame within Your spirit, within Your heart, and the Spirit of the Lord shall blow upon that flame, and it shall not be quenched, and it shall be as a fire that burneth brightly, that shall be as a beacon light to bring those who are sitting in the shadow of darkness, to those who are thirsting in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. They shall hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking through Your words, and You shall be anointed to declare hope to those who sit in darkness. You shall declare encouragement to those whose hearts are cast down, and I shall be glorified in and through Your lives. He who has ears to hear, let him hear the Spirit speaking in this hour. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Father, we pray for stirred up spirits. We pray You will anoint Your people. Anoint us, Father. Anoint us to pray. Anoint us to remain steadfast. Anoint us to be disciplined. Anoint us to obey You. Anoint us not to be fearful, but let our trust be in You. Let us say to those who are fearful in heart, be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Because You are our God, and You will fight our battles, and You will never fail us. Amen and amen. Praise God. I feel the presence of the Lord and His anointing. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. If there are areas in your life you know you need, you've tried, you can't do it in your own strength, if you know you need God's power, know that God has raised up this ministry for over 54 years to minister by daily radio and as a partner in prayer with God's people. Sometimes we absolutely need the strength and power of agreeing prayer. The announcer will give that contact information. Right, won't you? I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.